Florin Cavelier is a name that's been linked with you for a while. How satisfying is it to finally get this one over the line?
Yeah, it's very exciting. He's obviously a talented young player and one that, as you said, we've been looking at a while and been doing a lot of work behind the scenes to try and organise it. And it's great to have him on board. He trained this morning with us, which, you know, you can see his obvious quality, so he's a great addition.
What's drawn you to him in particular?
I think he's just a level of talent. You know, I think he's a creator. He can make things happen. He's comfortable on the ball. He's exciting and, you know, he can add to complement what we already have.
Best position?
I think he can play in a number of positions, which is obviously a, you know, a benefit as well. He's a midfield type player. He can play, you know, towards the top or, you know, back towards the, you know, the middle. So he's got different roles and different positions, and, you know, I wouldn't pigeonhole him in any particular place.
And how good in the current climate is it to get him on a permanent deal? A lot of clubs at this point obviously will be looking at loans right now, but you've done Baxter permanently, done Cavelier permanently. Players obviously you can work with and know you're going to be able to work with for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and that's great news. You know, it's great news for the football club that we're getting on board exciting young talents like that, and people who, you know, obviously see the attraction of the club and see the attraction of what we're doing and want to be a part of it. And that's really positive news for the club and, you know, great positive sort of response from the club to go and do that and give us the, you know, these players to work with. So we really thank them for that.
It keeps the average age of the squad very low, doesn't it? But I guess that's not an issue to you, is it, given that you're used to working with young players anyway? Do you feel perhaps you might have a head start on other managers in that regard?
No, I think it's good. I think it's good to work with young players as long as you've got a few experienced ones in the squad who can help them. Obviously, we as coaches are, you know, work with young players and have done for a while and we're used to it. But I think it's important, you know, within the squad that you're not just relying on young players. You do have to have a certain amount of experience as well to balance that. And we have got that throughout the spine of the team, and that helps. But to answer your question, yeah, we've got absolutely no problem working with young players and getting them on board. And, you know, they want to work, they want to learn, and we want to try and help them do that.
And presumably these are players that you feel can do it in the league above too.
Yeah, well, let's concentrate on this one first. You know, we need to get that one right, and, you know, and we need to integrate them into what we're doing now. And, you know, we never look too far ahead. We never look to, you know, too far ahead in regards to what we're doing. We just think about, you know, how they can help us now first and foremost, and what they can bring to the team, and how they can, you know, help us week to week. And there's an obvious benefit in that. And obviously they've got great scope to go on and beyond. And, you know, we hope to do that with them, but, you know, primarily they're coming in to help us for the here and now.
Is there certain criteria then in terms of what you're looking for at the moment when recruiting players?
I think ideally you start with a certain criteria. You start with a criteria with young players who can get better, who can improve, and who can, you know, go right throughout the levels. I think that's an ideal scenario, and, you know, it's great to get a couple on board who fit the criteria exactly. But, you know, there's got to be a certain balance in that as well, you know, in regards to, you know, how you want to do it. But obviously those two, bringing two younger ones in with undoubted level of ability, is great news for the football club.
We obviously know about the investment deal now. Has that helped this, or would this have happened anyway?
No, well, I think the investment's more, you know, in regards to the whole situation of the club, to put us on a sound footing and to give us, you know, scope to move forward over a period of time. I don't think it's an immediate, you know, transfer window effect. I think these are deals and things we've been speaking about for a long time. So, you know, these ones have been, you know, there's been a lot of hard work put in behind the scenes in regards to, you know, people at the club. So, you know, I don't think these are a reaction to hopefully what's going to happen with the club in the next period of time.
Just how busy are you expecting to be today, hoping to be?
I'm not particularly busy. Obviously, you know, we are looking to try and do deals if we can do, but we don't want to do the wrong deals either, and we're not going to be held to a ransom. So it's a fine line, you know, between getting what you need and getting value as well. So we're trying to be sensible and we're trying to add to it. We've already obviously added a couple of players, which is a great benefit, and, you know, we're working, that's all I can say.
It's obvious you're looking for a striker though, right?
I think everybody's always looking for a striker, aren't they? That's the nature of the game. That's, you know, the hardest thing to do in football, and that's the, you know, why they get paid so much money. So I think you could ask every manager in the league and out with our league what they're looking for, and they'd say a striker. And you know, we've got good players here as well, and, you know, we're working with them to help them score goals, and we're always looking to see if we can add extra goals and extra sort of firepower as well.
As we talk now, just gone 1 o'clock, are you close to anything else? Would you consider yourself close to other deals?
No, I wouldn't say that.
What about deals going out the other way? Is it your hope to try and perhaps move one or two out?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. You know, I think you've got to continually be doing that as well. You know, you've got to continually be sort of auditing your squad and developing your squad and trying to, you know, manipulate it. We've obviously got a couple in, and you know, within that, you know, you could argue that we need to get a couple out. So, you know, there are things going on, and we're trying to do things, but you know, nothing's easy in football, and you know, all I can promise is we're working hard behind the scenes.
Are you close at the moment to your budget being maximised? Are you very, very close?
Look, I don't want to go down that road in regards to, you know, where we are in budget wise. You know, that's, I'd rather talk about the football and talk about that and talk about the players and, you know, and what's going on there, rather than, you know, spend too much time talking about budget. I think that's a sort of private matter.
Okay, one more on the transfers though. We've got to remember that the loan window opens as well in a week's time. Is that something you're exploring too?
Yeah, well, that's obviously, you know, the transfer window, you can get caught up and you can rush and you can make mistakes, and you know, we're very conscious that we don't want to do that. We don't want to get pressurised by time and do deals or make decisions, you know, based on that. So the transfer window opening a week later obviously is another avenue if we need to strengthen or if things change, and you know, we've got one eye on that as well, there's no doubt about that. But you've got to really work hard in all markets, and you've got to be aware of what's going on, you know, in the big picture, and we're trying to do that, and obviously within that we're trying to be sensible as well. We don't want to rush in and make mistakes and, you know, and make short-term decisions.
What about the football then? And we move into a new month now. Looking back at August, obviously not what you would have hoped for. How do you reflect, though, on what you've done so far?
Ultimately disappointed with the results, you know, in regards to how many points we've got from the month. We can't get away from that, but I feel like there's been a lot of positives in regards to what we've done and how we've played in some of the games. And, you know, genuinely think there's been improvement in what we've wanted to do, and great credit to the players for taking it on board and trying to implement what we're trying to implement. The work off the field's been very good. We've done a lot of things, you know, both up here at the training ground and at the stadium that have worked well. And, you know, I feel the performances have merited more points than we've got, and Saturday being a prime example. But sometimes in football you don't always get what you deserve, but the only response to that, rather than being overly disappointed, is to respond in the right manner. And that's what we aim to do. We aim to, you know, continue to work hard, continue to do what we think the right things are, continue to implement our plan, and just expect to get better results moving forward.
You set a real standard in the first game, didn't you, against Notts County, passing the ball, moving it quickly, creating chances, really dominating the opposition. Do you feel since then you've not quite been able to hit that level?
Yeah, I think we definitely set a standard in that game, and maybe at the point it was a bit ahead of where we should have been, and that's maybe been a stick to beat us a little bit. But that, you know, having high standards isn't a bad thing. We have high standards, and we want high standards, and you know, we have fallen below that in certain games and in certain aspects of certain games. But you know, I suppose that's a benchmark for us, and you know, like I say, we've got high standards and we put high demands on the players, and you know, we'll continue to do that, and I'm sure, you know, we'll meet them very soon.
Because it's fair to say, and you've recognised it, you have played some good football since then, but is it fair comment to say that perhaps the ball needs to be moved up the pitch quicker?
I don't know about moved up the pitch quicker. I think we can play a little bit quicker at times. I think that's an obvious area where we can improve in regards to moving it quicker and moving it around quicker and waiting for those opportunities. But in regards to getting it forward quicker, I don't, you know, at the right time, I've got no problem with that if it's done in the right manner. And obviously there's a, you know, an obvious ways and means of doing that, but you know, we want to try and do it the way we want to do it, and the tactics that we've installed and the system we've installed, and we want to wait for the right opportunity when we can really hurt the teams.
And what about servicing to the front men? Happy, or do you expect more?
I think we can do better. I think we can do better in all aspects of the game. I think that's, you know, that's the environment that we're working within. You know, we're constantly reviewing ourselves and the players, and constantly reviewing the things we're doing in regards to what we can do better, what we've done well as well, which is really important, reminding them of the things they've done well. And but yeah, I'd agree with you. Yeah, there's definitely aspects that we need to improve on.
You made no secret of the fact when you came in that, you know, League One was unknown territory for you, but now you've been in it for a month or so. What have you learned about this division? What has it taught you?
I've learned a lot. You know, I've learned that there's a big disparity in regards to how some teams play, you know, the challenges that you come up against. And, you know, every game's a tough test. You know, you saw Milton Keynes on Saturday, who tried to play football, and we, you know, we kind of stopped them playing, which I thought was a success. And we had the majority of the play, we had the majority of the possession, and the majority of the chances in the game. So ultimately, you know, that was relatively successful, although it's very strange to say that when you lose a game 1-0, because, you know, that's the most, you know, the thing you're going to be most judged on, and that's obviously the right way to do it. So, you know, a lot of positive things and a lot of things that, you know, that the boys are taking on board, but you know, when you lose a game 1-0, the overriding feeling is always disappointment.
How disappointed were you in Fabian?
Disappointed in his reaction, you know, in respect to him, they can miss a chance, you know, and I think it was a sort of carryover from that. You know, he was obviously disappointed and took it on his shoulders and reacted in the wrong way, and you know, but he reacted for the right reason, because he cared and because he badly wants to do well. So I can't condone, you know, getting sent off and the red card, but I understand what he's going through in respect. He was frustrated because he wanted that ball to go in the net, and as we all did, so his response was wrong, but you know, his reasoning behind it, although it sounds strange, was probably right.
How big a miss will he be for you going forward?
He's a massive miss because he's an impact. You saw the impact he had on Saturday. He came on. He hadn't really trained a lot because of his injury the previous week. So you saw the impact he had on Saturday. And he scares defenders. He puts opposition teams 5 yards further deeper and, you know, creates space for other players. So he has a big impact, and he's going to be a big loss. And that's the biggest lesson for him and for us.
Mm. And looking at this Johnston's Paint Trophy game now, is this a hindrance to you? Is it a distraction? What is it? How do you view this?
I view it as an opportunity, you know, for us and the players to go out and show what we're capable of, an opportunity to go and show teams what we're about and get good habits, hopefully get winning habits, you know, get out on the pitch and win football games and that. You know, that's a good habit to develop, and it's the next game. We're focusing all our attention on it. We're taking it very seriously, and it's a big challenge for us. We need to go out. We need to continue to do the right things, continue to play well, but start to learn to win games.
Do you want to win it?
Of course. We want to win every game.
The trophy?
Yeah, of course. We talk about the next game. We talk about winning that one, then we move on to Saturday. But, you know, that's always the aim. We go out every day, every, you know, Saturday, every Tuesday, whatever it is, to go and win the game, and this is no different.
Has it been a head-scratching exercise for you picking a team? Because there's the rule, isn't there, where you've got to place, is it 6 first-team regulars? I forget now what it is, but I think there is that kind of law, isn't there, in the game now? In that sense, does that make life difficult?
It does. It kind of, you know, it manipulates your team and it affects you in regards to your thinking, because obviously Saturday to Tuesday's quick turnaround as well, and it's, you know, there are opportunities to get some players' games, and it's not weakening your squad, it's just utilising your squad. And, you know, I don't want to get in trouble in regards to the rules, because, you know, I don't make them up. We're designed to just follow them, but I think there's an obvious opportunity or an area whereby we could make it better and you know, allow us to utilise some players who maybe haven't played as much football without, you know, weakening the squads in any way, shape or form.
Will Florin play?
There's a good possibility, yeah, he's available, so, you know, it's definitely one we're thinking about.
And Scunthorpe, they've been pretty strong at home. They've drawn quite a few this year, but their record at Glanford Park is pretty good. And I've had this discussion with lots of managers who've gone there before about the pitch there, because it's so small and the ground is so compact. And they can make things very difficult for you, can't they, in terms of boxing you in on that pitch?
Well, I'm sure they will make it difficult for us. You know, when you go and it is a cup tie, then it's going to be difficult. And, you know, we've got to match that challenge. You know, it's another test for us, and, you know, it's something we have to look forward to. It's like you say, it's a small pitch and a tight ground, and it'll be a challenge, but it's up to us to face that challenge head on.
And what about Tunews? Any injury problems, anything like that going into it?
Nothing major. There's a few, you know, we're very, you know, it's only Monday after the Saturday, and then, you know, playing on the Tuesday is a quick turnaround, so we're still monitoring a few, but, you know, nobody's been ruled out as such yet.